This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. The following
reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, you guys and gals, welcome in. Time for the KER Economics Report featuring Jim McKinney and heard on all these 25 syndicated stations that carry the show. We have a number of things we're going to talk about today. The first one is the effect of Prigozhin's death on general conditions around the world. Jimmy, you want to start out?
Yeah, sure. And I think for the second segment, we'll talk a little bit about the economy, what's happening in Europe and China, which will affect the U.S.
You bet.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Maui and the unfortunate irresponsibility of the local government and the cover-up that's ongoing. And then we'll finish it up with politics, because, of course, we got to talk a little bit about the debate this week.
Yeah.
And, of course, the interview with Tucker Carlson and Trump's arrest.
You bet.
Plenty of information out there. But to get back to Prigozhin, so Prigozhin, and just to set, remind people out there, he's the man who started Wagner. Wagner was a military contractor for the Russian government, basically their Blackwater, that went out and deployed around the world to support their strategic objectives. It was the most capable, though small, the most capable fighting force that the Russian government had at its disposal. And Prigozhin got very rich and very powerful, formerly a contractor, a food contractor, and they call him Putin's chef, but a very close relationship with Vladimir Putin, of course, the president of Russia. And what happened was, as the Russian special military operation into Ukraine started off, the Wagner forces were used very specifically for important missions. Now, Wagner had been operating in Syria and around Africa and then doing, you know, basically some dirty deeds for a while. And of course, if you remember a few years ago, under the Trump administration, a large Russian contract force of Wagner forces attacked a Free Syrian Army base that had U.S. special forces on it, and they were decimated. A couple hundred Wagner troops were killed. But from those experiences, they did have a tremendous amount of skill and high-quality technical equipment and very relatively well-trained troops. So when the fighting in Bakhmut, the very ugly fighting in Bakhmut between Ukrainian forces and Russian forces started getting bogged down, the Ministry of Defense, the Russian Ministry of Defense, and Putin had Wagner and Prigozhin move in. They basically managed to gain the ground around Bakhmut, and unfortunately, the Ministry of Defense did not perform well with resupply and did not perform well in taking those positions to support Wagner's forces. Prigozhin became very animated and publicly reprimanded the senior leadership and the general officers in the Ministry of Defense. In particular, the Defense Minister Shoigu and the Chief of General Staff, General Gerasimov.
Yeah.
That did not make very many people happy. And of course, because of his incredible military capabilities and his closeness to Putin, he had a tremendous amount of influence and had a lot of influence over the Russian population, because he was, you know, tweeting and on Telegram and social media channels constantly talking about issues and highlighting the failures from the Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
And of course, we see those because, you know, Russia attempted to control the outcomes in that special military operation, and it's been now nearly a year and a half, and it's still quite an ugly problem. So what happened after the pullout from Bakhmut? Prigozhin and his Wagner forces withdrew from Bakhmut. Regular Ministry of Defense forces came in to defend it.
Yeah.
There was fear that Prigozhin would have probably too much influence and had actually embarrassed the senior military leadership. There were some incidents that are unclear, but there were artillery shellings on Prigozhin's camps and positions after the fallback for Bakhmut. And he blamed the Ministry of Defense. Prigozhin blamed the Ministry of Defense. Because of that, in May, he actually marshaled up a couple of, 20,000, roughly 20 to 30,000 troops, and moved on the Southern Military District headquarters in Rostov-on-Don, very rapidly taking control of the Russian Ministry of Defense command headquarters in the region. From there, he began moving towards Moscow. If we remember, this was a very intense and very rapid movement. It was actually, a Patton-esque move, somewhat, or blitzkrieg type action, and got within an hour and a half of downtown Moscow. Putin had to withdraw into St. Petersburg, and there was a negotiated settlement between Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, and Putin and Yevgeny Prigozhin to say, hey, no backing off. And Prigozhin said, hey, I wasn't angry at Putin. I'm not trying to take over the country. I'm very frustrated with the failures of the Ministry of Defense. That's what I was fighting for. In spite of shooting down a number of Russian military aircraft, he was claiming, hey, this was in the best interest of trying to force them to perform better on the battlefield and protect the honor of Russia.
Right. Now, I have to believe I believe that Putin was very, very embarrassed by what happened. I mean,
he publicly stated so.
Yeah. He is the leader of the country, and he's got an awful lot of pride. Now, supposedly, according to CFS, who is one of our listeners who just gives us wonderful...
Well, we got to finish this story. Yeah, so what happens next is he cuts an agreement to move his forces into Belarus with Lukashenko. Lukashenko says, come here. But then there's still negotiations and speaking between Wagner and Prigozhin and Putin and Ministry of Defense. It looked like things were calming down, but then 2 days ago, his plane is flying back from Africa, goes to St. Petersburg, and then, along with another plane, is actually flying to Moscow and falls out of the sky. There's speculation that it was shot down. There's speculation there was a bomb on it. There's speculation that it could have just been an accident. That's what the Ministry of Public Affairs and Putin is claiming. And Putin is actually saying, well, he was an honorable guy, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is this is a very complex problem with a lot of different people that were concerned about him. And he did have international warrants on his head. And it's hard to judge exactly what happened. But the implications for stability and the trust of both the Russian people and military leaders certainly will be in question, and there will be more international pressure to identify what happened in spite of the fact that we probably will never fully know the full story. There is a lot of intrigue going on behind the scenes in the Kremlin right now, and that's the most dangerous situation we can have
in the world. Well, of course it is. I mean, it's... This is a guy who really accomplished quite a bit with not exactly a large amount of firepower, and Putin's not going to let that go necessarily. I think this is going to continue, and I don't know how much worse Putin can do other than, theoretically kill a guy who made him look pretty bad. I think personally, it should have been a wake-up call to Putin. I mean, Putin's been screwing around in Ukraine, and he's gotten nowhere to date. Go ahead.
The unfortunate reality is that there's a lot of people that could have been involved in this, including Wagner individuals themselves.
Right.
But there were 10 people on board, apparently, so some innocent people there, including the stewardess. And I think that Shoigu and Gerasimov had the highest probability of taking him out of fear. That he has too much power. And I think we got to move on to break pretty quick.
We have to move on to a break here in about 5 seconds. Let me take care of it right now. You're listening to the KER Political Report featuring Jim McKinney.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
40. It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics featuring Jim McKinney. Jimmy is here doing a great job in terms of his contribution to this radio program. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the European economy and the Chinese economy. Both of them are slowing down substantially. Jimmy, you want to comment on that?
Sure, and I would like, Al, just to wrap up the last segment a little bit with Prigozhin and just remind everybody as they consider this, you know, Prigozhin was a very close ally to Putin.
Yeah.
He gave Putin a capability that was external to the controls within the Kremlin. So it was outside the MOD, outside the Interior Ministry, outside of the FSB and the GRU, the military intelligence apparatus. Those were very powerful figures. Prigozhin gave him balance, gave him a counterweight to that. With him gone and this potential, you know, collapse of Wagner, we don't know where it's going to stand, or at least the integration into the Ministry of Defense. That puts those powers into a different position, and Putin doesn't have the same type of support that he might, because it is not the same the way things operate in Moscow as in other European countries, or even Western countries. So this is going to be a challenge for him. And there is likely to be a lot of intrigue very soon, especially because the price and the cost of this continued operation in Ukraine is significant, and the level of confusion and frustration, even with some of his closest allies, and fear. You know, you intimidate by shooting down one of your enemies, if you did, or, you know, whoever did it. If Prigozhin's dead because of your actions or someone else's, it still creates confusion. And, of course, there NATO and other Western European allies, and, of course, the United States, we have no idea at this point who else might have been involved in some situation like this. But what we do know is no matter what, there will be people very concerned, and it's going to cause tensions behind the scenes, which leads to potential instability. And that is not good for anyone right now.
Well, of course not. Jim, let's switch over to America, what's going on here. The Fed comments this past week warning the American people of the negative aspect of our inflationary economy is something I'd like to get your insight on, Jim.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think, you know, this segment, we want to integrate the global economy. So the European Union right now is slowing down, primarily because Germany is almost at no growth. The Chinese economy is backtracking very significantly because they've overextended. They've spent too much money. They've subsidized too many industries, and those industries are beginning to fail. And there is a decoupling because of fear of, you know, the kind of the global situation all from Chinese industries and their sales. So that has a direct impact on the United States. And, of course, as the global economy slows, you're going to see the United States economy slow. We've already seen a significant reduction in tax revenues. This year we could be down $2 billion by the end of the fiscal year. $2 trillion in tax revenues, which means, you know, an expanded deficit, a huge increase in the debt. And with that, we continue to spend. And the unfortunate reality for the Biden administration and their failed policies are the only growth you're seeing is probably partly due to government spending.
Right.
So if they reduce government spending to try to get in, you know, back in the fold and, you know, at least reduce these deficit numbers, then you're going to see an angry population because there'll be no growth and the recession. This is while we've got inflationary pressures that continue because of government stimulation and too much money pumped into the system. So it's a bind that they created themselves. I don't see how they're going to get out of it other than trying to lie their way out of it, which is what they're doing these days. But the Fed's kind of in a position, well, we haven't beat inflation yet, and they're, you know, going to make some difficult calls for this administration under the, quote, Bidenomics policies to try to solve the problem as the global conditions continue to deteriorate.
Jim, I want you to give me an opinion. What are some of those things that the Fed has to really come out and say right now?
Well, I think there's been some indication, and they've made some statements. I think Jerome Powell made a statement, I believe it was last week, that talked about this excessive government spending. That has to stop. So they've got to cut something. And what do they cut? It's very difficult. You know, a lot of people immediately jump to defense. We've got to cut defense. Well, it's a pretty unstable world right now.
Yeah.
And we're failing pretty miserably across the board. Maybe cut the billions of dollars we're spending to Ukraine. That may make a little bit of sense to more people. Certainly it's going to make sense to the populace and the people that are tired of watching it just pour down into a disastrous continuation of violence. What they're going to have to do is walk a very fine line between convincing the government to quit spending so much, raising rates to the point where it doesn't completely stifle the economy, but then still pushing some of these issues super low unemployment rates, pushing them up. That doesn't make people happy. And again, it's a bind. I don't know if they're going to get out of it. It looks to me like we're walking into some continuation of trouble, and it's really, there's no way out of it, especially as we go into the fall. And you add on top of that this incredibly incompetent Green New Deal domestic energy policy, where the Biden administration is reducing, fossil fuel production in the United States when the demand continues to increase. That means the prices are going to go up and we're still going to be dependent on them. So you can't really solve that problem in the next few years, and that's going to increase inflation as well. So it's really a disastrous set of policies that are creating conditions that the Fed will not be able to manage. The reality is you just won't be able to manage it.
Jimmy, I want to ask you a question based on what you just said. You got 7 minutes, so if you can just wrap up the show here. Got about a minute and a half to go here. If you could just wrap this up with your answer. What do you think? I mean, that's a pretty... Those are some pretty negative, dour, I guess I would say, comments on the American economy and on America in general.
Well, just...
How would you rectify that situation, Jim?
So we have to really pull back on the federal spending. And of course, that costs, that politically costs. So, but you have to put it on the people that have spent the money. So the people that have spent the money and that are continuing offering things for free. Okay, one of the easy places to cut is services and support for these massive numbers of illegal immigrants that are crossing the border.
Yeah.
Cut some of those policies down. You know, actually stop border influx. So these are pretty simple solutions at first, but again, they get complicated. And I think we're going to have to go ahead and go to the top of the hour news, Al.
That's great. I hope there's something positive on the top of the hour news. Jim, thanks so much. We'll be right back, you guys.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
USA News Up.
update. In the headlines this hour, folks who live in the South will be keeping their air conditioners cranked up today. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch from Georgia to Texas. To politics now, in the race for president in 2024, President Biden asked by a reporter to comment on former President Trump's mugshot.
When asked about the mugshot, Biden told reporters he saw it on television and called his political rival a handsome guy. Trump on Thursday surrendered to Georgia authorities on charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. I'm Brian Shook.
And there's a new Reuters Ipsos poll out taken after the first Republican debate this week. It suggests Republican voters are eyeing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a more viable candidate now in light of the fourth Trump indictment. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time on the phone.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KR Politics featuring, I'm going to say Big Al this time, but it's really primarily Jim McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about the massive cover-up that I feel, and I believe that you feel, felt, was included in the news coverage regarding the horrific fire in Maui.
Yeah, so, you know, we do the weekly editorial. During the week, we do editorials, and it's, you know, always good to go to the KER Politics website, Google KER Politics, and take a look at the web blog there and provide input. Previously this week, we talked about what's going on there, and I think it's really important for radio listeners that may not have heard some of the not only tragedies that have happened, but the incompetence at the government, local, state, and federal level that have happened. And then on top of that, Al, the absolute devastation that happened and the potential loss of children that the media is completely ignoring. It's just unbelievable to me the mistakes and the failures that happen and the fact that the media is just protecting the local authorities, the state authorities, as well as the Biden administration for their incompetence.
You know, the big guy, Joe, comes in, falls asleep during some of the speeches, really makes a fool out of himself, makes inappropriate jokes. I cannot believe, Jim,
that this is actually happening, surrounding comments of the President of the United States. We've covered virtually all of the gaffes of President Biden in our daily editorials this past week. It is a real shame that this is going on. It makes me, as I've said numerous times, not exactly to be proud of what's going on with my country.
No, and the absolutely failed response. I was listening to the radio a little while ago, and I think it was Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
And they've raised about $1.5 million just from radio listeners, which apparently is about how much the federal government is spending to support this massive loss of life and families and homes there. It turns out that some of the local emergency responders were actually on another island when the event happened, but they didn't even bother to get onto the emergency phones until five hours after the fire had happened. It turns out that according to a lot of reporting, that the electrical companies had requested to cut the grasses near the power lines because of the danger, but were restricted from doing that for money-saving issues and environmental-type issues, I believe. That, and of course, there's videos of power lines actually down, sparking, and creating some of the fires. The power company was there trying to repair lines that were down. And remember, this is with 80 to 85 mile an hour winds, the offshoot of a hurricane far offshore. These winds were knocking these power lines down. There's one main road out of Lahaina to escape, and the power company had blocked the roads, and then law enforcement had blocked different roads to get down to that road. They held people there, and we know of at least one family, including their 7-year-old, that was burned alive in their cars. The school, because of failed down, apparently other issues, down power lines and things like that, schools were closed. So a large number of children were at home, either alone or with grandparents, and were unable to escape. The number of deaths, originally, this week was kind of the latest announcement, I think it was about 114. They are searching now for another over 800 missing people. We don't know those numbers exactly. We don't know if they're accurate and know if people have escaped or what. But what we do know is there are a large number of children that are missing. And the local mayor and the local officials have no clue. On a very small island, with a very small population, they are still unable to give any accountability at this point.
That is absolutely despicable, Jim. I have to tell you, it's amazing how disorganized people are during this period of time that we're reporting on. And I'm not just talking right now, you guys, about the time period kind of engulfing what's going on in Maui. I'm talking about for the last, let's say, 25 to 30 years. There is so much BS going on. So many lives are being lost. You really have to wonder what's going on, Jim.
Yeah, and, it does show the level of incompetence in leadership.
Yeah.
But what it shows is the incompetence of the voters that allow those people to lead. Because, in fact, they listen to some of the lies. They listen to different people that pretend they know what they're doing. And the reality is you get very incompetent leadership. And we're seeing it across the nation. We're seeing it in major urban areas. Cities like Baltimore, they keep electing officials while the city basically is just overrun by crime.
Yeah.
You see it in New York. You see it in San Francisco. I mean, it's losing 30% of its business, according to the latest statistics.
Yeah.
And people still voted these progressive ideologues. You get Fannie Willis, you get Alvin Bragg, you get these Soros-funded prosecutors who allow crime to go rampant but then attack people for their political views. You get a Department of Justice who apparently just filed suit against Elon Musk and Twitter because he hasn't hired enough illegal immigrants. And
come on, Jim.
No, they did. The Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division, just filed suit because he was not hiring enough asylum seekers. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. This is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, we've crossed a threshold of incompetence that is really absolutely destroying this nation. And the Lahaina and the Maui fires are the perfect example.
In a general sense, that's absolutely right.
And, you know, it's this. I highlighted this during the week in our editorials.
Yeah.
A level of attacks against the Bush administration over the 2004 Katrina hurricane, with a total loss of about 1,390 people, went on for weeks and months and even through the election period, attacking him for failures, when in fact it was the local authorities, it was the mayor of New Orleans, it was the state leadership that failed miserably, and FEMA had some problems, but basically, they would not let off it. And here we have the even a worse situation with potentially hundreds of children dead and missing because of incompetence in leadership, where the roads were blocked, escape routes were blocked, and just complete failure. Where it turns out, and I don't know how accurate this is, but one of the water commissioners was waiting for a response from a farmer before he would release water to the firemen to put out the fire for 5 hours.
Oh, come on. I mean, absolutely amazing, Jimmy.
The guy that was supposed to set off the emergency alarm said he didn't do it because he didn't think they might work and he didn't want to scare people. This is crazy. This is a level of incompetence that is unacceptable.
Yes,
the media is doing nothing to cover it, and we as Americans, if we stand up for it, we deserve what we get at this point.
Well, if we allow it, I gotta say, we are absolutely unsurpassed specialists in bringing out things that illustrate a huge amount of incompetence. You know, I thought it was pretty much allocated just to what's going on the mainland, Jimmy. But this shows it was wrong. Hey, Jim, we got to wrap up the show pretty quick. What do you say we take a break here, and that'll give us time to wrap up PER politics in the next segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. The one big event that happened this week, in my opinion, was the arraignment of the former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Really a big deal on this morning on the news wires. They were emailing out his picture, etc., etc. I think it's as much ado about nothing as William Shakespeare said. Am I crazy, Jimmy? What do you think?
No, I actually think you're right on this. I think it is a big circus, a big show. It's a big attempt by Fannie Willis Democrats, probably coordinated with the Department of Justice, in order to throw one more dart at Donald Trump in order to try to intimidate his voters and himself from running for president in 2024. And unfortunately, for the people that are putting the charade on, it doesn't seem to be working very well.
Well, all you got to do is look at the ratings of the Republican debate, which were almost stinko nothing, and the ratings of Tucker Carlson's conversation with Donald J. It was a million some on the part of Tucker, and very little, very low millions on the part for the debate.
Yeah, Fox News looks like they got about 12.5 million views. That is under any of the debates they've had since 2015 with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
lower than that. And of course, the Tucker Carlson interview that was pre-recorded with over, I think, over 230 million views already.
Yeah,
or at least
very
impressive.
Big number, Jimmy.
Huge. So it's. I had thought at least 4 to 5 times as many people watched it, but it looks like 20 times as many people at least connected for some minute on Twitter and at least watched it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
You bet.
And
it is. I mean, Trump has got a really major following.
Well, I think he does in a lot of, you know, where the Democrats are making a huge mistake is somehow they think this is about, and Rhino Republicans, the same thing.
Yeah.
And somehow it's just loyalty to Trump. That's a bad analysis of the problem.
Yeah.
Trump represents
what American people want to change in Washington. A large percentage of Americans are tired of the corruption. They're tired of the swamp. They're tired of being threatened by the Department of Justice or censored by big tech media. They are fed up with corporate media. And what you're seeing is backlash. So it's not so much because people are loyal to Donald Trump as much as they hate what's happening in Washington, and he is the representative of what they hate most. So or how they attack him represents what they hate most about Washington. So
Jim,
all they're really doing is building more support for him.
Jim, I got to tell you, the main reason that I voted for Donald J. Way back, way before 2020, 2015 or thereabouts, 2016. The reason I voted for him is purely and simply, I really wanted to see a change in America, Jimmy.
Yeah, and you know what? For 3.5 years, you did until the COVID, complete COVID fabrication scandemic hit, which was clearly geared to undermine him and undermine our voting process. It absolutely changed the entire outcome of the election in the way that you conducted an election.
Yeah.
The lack of voter ID, the mail-in ballots, the not letting people go into the polls. And of course, there's no way to actually judge whether or not it was a fair or accurate election, because it was just, there was too many things that were thrown into turmoil because of COVID. And the COVID was clearly a, kind of, as we see today, a method to control the population and attempt to achieve political ends, or at least use that way, even if it wasn't begun that way. And it is, in my view, you can't discount the possibility that was used by the Chinese government in order to undermine the stability in the United States. And it seems to have worked fairly effectively.
I think it worked very effectively to undermine the issue that you were talking about, Jim. I really do. I know that coincidence is a very important phenomenon, but it's very, very interesting how COVID totally changed the psyche of the American society, members of the American society.
Oh, the whole world,
Yeah.
The fear is unbelievable. And of course, as they attempt to reinstate mask mandates right now, an attempt to, encourage another vaccination, and potentially there's discussions of lockdowns, it looks very much like another attempt to abuse and control the system. That is going to, there's going to be a little bit different backlash, I believe, this time, though I thought there'd be a stronger backlash before. I mean, I led campaigns, I led protests in Washington State against some of the lockdowns.
Right.
A program called We Will, just get people, We Will Celebrate. We Will, when the Biden administration tried to, lock things down, we pushed back. There were a lot of people that pushed back, but there wasn't enough because the government entities that just follow orders said, okay, we're going to just do this. And too many Americans just bow down to it. And that's what has to change.
Yeah, it does have to change.
Well, the weak Republican leadership has to be bolder this time around. And of course, you're seeing with this Trump arraignment, what I think is a very interesting outcome with this.
Okay.
Jim Jordan, he's the head of the Judiciary Committee in the House.
Right.
He has announced an investigation into Fannie Willis, and he's asking, he's subpoenaing any contact she had with the Department of Justice, any federal funds that were used for this effort, and he's going to potentially, this is what will be interesting to see. She is using the power of law to try to intimidate a political opponent. Now that Republicans are beginning to investigate, Fannie Willis has a pretty ugly background. She is going to be susceptible to some very ugly situations as the Congress goes and investigates, because they will have subpoena authority. It will have to be followed, and she won't be able to hide from it. So I think it's going to end up being a pretty embarrassing event for Fannie Willis, and it makes me believe that there's probably, as I had predicted before, that there will probably never be a trial in Fulton County over these issues.
And I think based on the numbers and the population that is beginning to support Donald Trump, and there's no other candidate that's getting close. DeSantis has dropped down. From the debate, you can see that there was absolutely
no. Wait a minute. DeSantis has not dropped out yet.
No, dropped down. I didn't say dropped out. Dropped down. Nobody's gaining any significant ground other than Vivek Ramaswamy, and everybody else is just pretty much hanging even. So,
right.
And Trump is gaining ground. So, it's going to be pretty hard for any system in the courts to uphold at the senior level, at the appellate court level, of course the Supreme Court level, to uphold these kind of very questionable constitutional issues to hold Trump accountable. So the probability is he's going to get into office. And as you see from the phenomenal picture that Trump took when he was processed in the Fulton County Sheriff's Department, he's putting a look out there. It's like, hey, guess what happens when I get elected, buddy? We're coming after you. I mean, he is making a very clear statement with that mugshot that they put forward. And you know what? It's resonating around the country. It is going very far. He made they couldn't have done a better campaign poster for the Republicans and for Donald Trump than that mugshot.
You're absolutely right, Jim. 100% right on that one. I for a long time thought that the Democratic Party was going to stop Trump dead in his tracks. And now I'm starting to feel that he's really not. Jim, we just about have 9 minutes and 50 seconds. Let's wrap it up. Thanks very much for joining us, you guys. Give us some comments on what you think. Jimmy, thank you. Yeah, and have a good weekend, everybody.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.